We like every week to bring our prophecy update by showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate centuries-old prophecies found in your Bible. The Bible clearly describes a government in the last days that has invasive oversight over its citizens. The infamous Mark of the Beast is some sort of technology that allows you to buy and sell and conduct all your business without cash or credit cards because you have some sort of personal identifier on your hand or your forehead. Eventually, that technology will be used against people who refuse to swear allegiance to the world leader we call the Antichrist. When we read in the news about technological advances in government oversight of its citizens, it sounds like a precursor of that system that will be in place during the Great Tribulation. And when these things pertain to the European Union, the EU, we really take notice because students of prophecy see a revised Roman Empire as a key player on the end times world stage. A British news website called Telegraph.com ran a story on June 10th titled, EU Security Proposals Are Dangerously Authoritarian. Let me read just a couple of excerpts from that. Europe's justice ministers will hold talks on the domestic security policy and surveillance network proposals, known in Brussels circles as the Stockholm Program, on July 15 with the aim of finishing work on the EU's first ever internal security policy by the end of 2009. Civil liberties groups say the proposals would create an EU ID card register, internet surveillance, satellite surveillance, automated exit entry border systems operated by machines reading biometrics, and risk profiling systems. Jacques Barrot, the European Justice and Security Commissioner, yesterday publicly declared that the aim was to, quote, develop a domestic security strategy for the EU, once regarded as a strictly national home affairs area of policy, national frontiers should no longer restrict our activities, he said. So bigger and greater surveillance to keep the entire European Union safe. Privacy issues aside, it's going to get harder and harder to say no to increased surveillance in general. For one thing, there are too many positive uses for this kind of technology. On June 12th, another British website, The Evening Leader, ran this story, Satellite Spy System to Track School Buses. Here's what they said. The new STAR scheme will mean parents will be able to check their children are on the bus through a satellite tracking system. Pupils swipe a card as they get on the bus in an electronic clocking on system using GPS technology. Now really, that's pretty fantastic, and wouldn't you want that for your kids to know exactly where they are at all times? I'd like to go into the whole video camera thing. Just mount a video camera in there, you know. So, oh, you're doing that? I have to pick you up now. I'm sorry. It's kind of, you know, this isn't to argue privacy and the Bill of Rights and all that. You know, what we're talking about here is that thousands of years ago, at least a couple thousand years ago, with regards to the book of the Revelation, the Bible predicted that there would be technology for a world government to pretty much control and know the location of all of its citizens. Imagine speculation like that in the first century. It's incredible. It's beyond science fiction. Within our lifetime, and really just in the past few years, that has become a not just a possibility, a reality that's happening all over the place. We've given you information about how your cell phone has GPS tracking and all of this other kind of thing. Talk to you about biometrics and RFID, you know, radio frequency identification and all of that. Then there's this whole stream of thought about the European Union and the fact that the Bible absolutely says that Rome will rise again in terms of the revived Roman Empire. You see the strength of the European Union and the Mediterranean Union that it's joined with, and really the map is starting to look like the old Roman Empire. And all of this is coming together in our lifetime. These are the last days that the Bible talks about. Now, we're not looking for the Antichrist. We won't ever know who he is because we're looking for Jesus Christ. He's going to resurrect and rapture the church off of the earth before this man of sin is revealed and before these things take place. We see the signs. And like anybody who looks outside and sees what's happening with the weather, you know what's coming. What's coming is Jesus Christ. And so we want you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen.